And Warwick Hadfield joins us now with some sports news. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
Hey, wonderful win for Ashley Barty in the final of the WTA Elite Tournament in China. So she made it all the way.
She did, Fran. Look, it had almost become a fairy tale by the time she got to that final of this invitation-only event in Zhuhai. It's for the next best players. The players rank between 9 and 20 in the world, but it's still hard to get there. As we noted on Friday, and as you've alluded to, she needed things to go her way in the final round-robin matches, and they did. Caroline Garcia beating Aryna Sabalenka, which meant that Barty was just through to the semifinals on differentials by just one game, 20 wins and 19 losses, and that was to the Belarusians 2020. And then she had to play Julia Gorges, a match in which she promptly lost the first set. But unflinching in that unsmiling way of hers now, she won the next two. And then it was the final against China's number one player, Chang Wong, who had all the advantages of the home court. However, Barty, well, sliced her way through that, particularly her wonderful backhand slice. It's becoming a very important part of her game and of tennis generally. And Wong had little response. The score 6-4, 6-3, before the inevitable photographs with the wonderful pieces of cut glass and the half a million in prize money and the boost in her rank. And I have to say, by this time, she was smiling. And no doubt there's an ever-growing self-belief with Ashley Barty before the start of the 2019 season, which, of course, begins, as it always does, with the Australian Open. There's no doubt that there's still more improvement for this young Australian who has really, in the last little while, after coming back from that little sabbatical she had with cricket, has really improved as a world-class tennis player.
Well, she's got plenty to smile about today, that's for sure. In cricket, another belting for Australia, this time in the one day against South Africa in Perth. This was abysmal, wasn't it?
It was, Fran. Look, lots of people in the eastern states, well, those with pay TV anyway, were looking forward to a languid Sunday evening on the couch in front of the telly watching the cricket. Well, they were dreadfully disappointed as the Australians, inserted after South Africa won the toss, were dismissed for 152. Now, that score was almost a blessing after the Australians were 3-for-8 and 66. The tail got them to 152, particularly Nathan Coulter-Nile. He did a bit of cow corner slogging. The South African quicks, led by Dale Steyn, who at 35 still makes the ball curve away at speed. And with terrific backing for Andile Fulakwayo, yet another hockey player turned cricketer from South Africa. They seem to be doing it with everyone over there. They dominated in this all-too-brief Australian innings, while Quentin de Kock and Reeza Hendricks, the South African opening batsman, then dominated the Australian quicks. All this as a bloke by the name of Steve Smith was belting the ball to all parts of the peninsula in a T20 club game for Sutherland against Manly Warringah. So be prepared for another outbreak of that sign that your cricket team is not going all that well. It's called Bring Back Itis, Fran.
Oh, they got 5 months to get their eye in, I reckon. In thoroughbred horse racing, just briefly, Yucatan is still the Melbourne Cup favourite despite a poor barrier draw.
Yeah, look, the horse owned by the perennial Melbourne Cup specialist Lloyd Williams will come out of barrier 23. And the shock of that news after Derby Day on Saturday had him, lots of people saying the horse was, or the favouritism for the horse was overrated. But Nick Williams, the owner, or the son's owner, says barrier 23 is no problem. They have 1,000 metres to sort themselves out before the first turn, Fran.
In basketball, Perth has raced away at the top of the WNBL ladder, while tonight Bendigo and Melbourne battle it out for third place.
Yeah, Fran, Perth has kept its unbeaten record by beating Townsville in Townsville. Apparently they got to Townsville by plane rather than by bus. It was an absolute thriller. The match decided in extra time after the Lynx had led by 21 points just before half time. But that was before Susie Batkovic and co. fired up at home. In the end, though, Perth prevailed in that extra time, 79-71. Tonight, as you said, Bendigo and Melbourne play in what's become the Boomers' traditional Melbourne Cup Eve match. Both sides sitting equal on percentages, 60%, with the winner to go into third spot on the ladder. And in the NBL, Perth also on top of the ladder, and that's something unlikely to change tonight, even though second and third place Melbourne and Sydney are playing each other in yet another Melbourne Cup Eve game, Fran. There must be a big horse race or something on tomorrow.
I think there might be, and we'll hear more about that tomorrow. In cricket, it's just as ugly off the field as it is on the field for Australia after the loss to South Africa and Perth yesterday in the one day.
Yeah, Fran, yesterday the Australians beaten, let's use a racing term, by the length of the straight in the one day in Perth yesterday, as all around them people in blazers were proving that the culture is far from on the improve. Mark Taylor, who may or may not be positioning himself to be the next Cricket Australia chair. Now, he criticised the Australian Cricket Association for its decision to call for a reduction on the ban on Steve Smith et al. And he also had a dig at Ian Chappell, because Ian Chappell said that Mark Taylor being on the board of Cricket Australia was merely window dressing. Mark Taylor Taylor took offence to that. And look, former board members have been trading insults. Bob Every using the Australian to chip back at Tony Harrison, and a Queenslander by the name of Sal Vasta. Now, there's a lot of support for deposed Cricket Australia chair David Peaver in Queensland, his home state, that is. The former Test fast bowler Tony Dell is among those who think Peaver was hard done by. I think Tony would find himself very, very lonely in that opinion. But all of which indicates, despite all the soothing words, which Shane Warne has described as verbal diarrhoea, go Warney, there are still plenty of aftershocks to come from the ball tampering and the reviews and everything else that's beset Australian cricket in recent times, including not being able to beat time with a stick, Fran.
It's been a pretty massive 7 months, hasn't it? In tennis, Ashley Barty, not the only Australian finishing the year strongly. Jordan Thompson has won a Challenger tournament in Canberra.
Yeah, Barty won the WTA Elite Trophy in Zhuhai in China, a marvellous end to another season of growth for her. And the match, of course, broadcast to the world, which was in contrast to what was happening in a Challenger tournament in Canberra, where Jordan Thompson was seeking to take his career back to the elite level. Now, he won the final against the talented young Austrian-born German teenager Nicolai Kuhn, pushed to three sets, though, as he tries to push his name back up the computer rankings to play, as he puts it, with the big boys, Fran.
All right, Warwick, thank you very much. More sport tomorrow.
Good on you, Fran.
And a bit of horse racing too on Melbourne Cup Day. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 24 minutes to 8.